Home care, this is Sarah. How may I help you?
Yes. Are you located at 7 in Bensalem?
I'm sorry. We cover that area, but we only have one office in Philadelphia, but we have caregivers that live all across eastern Pennsylvania.
Oh, no. So you don't have a location here. It's just because I just clicked and it said Bensalem.
No, this is Family First Care. We cover Bensalem, but we don't have an office there. But we do provide services there.
Oh, okay. So you are where in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Do you take the waiver program?
Yes. Yes, we do. We work with the waiver. We work with all of the insurances that work with the waiver program.
And how much do you start employees?
How many hours is it?
42.
42 hours?
Yes.
And Bensalem is Montgomery County? What county is that?
No, it's Bucks County.
Bucks County. Okay. So that rate is going to be, I can do up to $15 an hour, I think. Anything more than that, I would need to get approval from my finance department. But that's pretty much the max that I'm able to offer. Hello?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to go to your office to do the subscription and do everything?
No. Everything is done remotely. We would send you the links and everything that we need to get you hired. And then we would just need to speak to service coordinator to get everything started. And you can clock in and out from where you are. Mm-hmm. You don't need to come to our office.
Yes, because I'm going to be honest with you. Another thing, it's for my dad,
mm-hmm.
and I want to say something else. Do you have the referral program from me coming to you?
From what?
The referral program.
I don't know what that means, a referral program.
That you get an incentive because I'm coming to your agency.
Yeah, you mean a sign-on bonus?
Yes.
Yes, yes. If you come over with the patient, I can offer you a $200 sign-on bonus.
Okay. So why are you so low competitive to others that they're giving $500? Why? Why is that?
Why? Because they are probably more desperate. I'm not really sure, to be honest with you. I don't know.
No.
I'm sorry. But in terms of the rates, we are very competitive. So if you are offered a better rate somewhere else, let us know, and I can bring it to my finance department and see if we can
meet
or beat.
No, I'm going to – look, I'm learning because this is my dad. I am in the business, in the industry, but it's totally different for me of my aspect. I'm going to tell you why, because I'm doing it because it's my dad.
Mm-hmm.
But I had worked with my agency, and I got upset at them because I have everything on board with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't because of the bonus. It's just because they lied.
Mm.
And when you lie to me, well, then I give you a different approach.
And honestly, a lot of these agencies are lying to people, even about their rates and stuff. They're not being clear about how much it is per hour on top and then how much it is for the overtime. Like, they're just giving them the blended rate, and they're thinking that they're getting overtime on top of the blended rate, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
I think
it's very
I was working
hard.
With them.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. I'm very local, and let's say I did my TB test and everything with the lab, but they didn't give me the results. They didn't want to give them to me to send them directly to them.
Yeah.
So I know that I have to get my TB test done again.
We'd be able to send you for that. That's not a problem.
Okay, yeah, because they didn't, but I don't know if the lab would give me the results.
Yeah, we don't give out the results either. When we cover the cost of it, like, they automatically come to us, and we don't usually, I mean, unless there's really an extenuating circumstance, we would give them out, but.
Okay, well, that's what they did.
Yeah.
And I just signed on, I didn't sign them. I have to sign the papers, but they supposedly hired me, and they offered me $1,550. But I was working with them prior with other clients.
Okay. I can probably I can probably get you to that rate. That I don't think that would be a problem. I just need to get that approved, that's all.
No, and I'm telling you, and what I did. I was with them prior, and this is what upset me. Besides that they lied, they come and they come with a story, and I get it. It's this is business, but I'm not an HHA. I am certified with I went to Montague. I have nursing assisting with the. It's more like it's more the administration part of the care providing services.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, they did that. You know what they said to me? Oh no, because you signed up on board and you don't qualify. But that's a lie. And that's why I got upset, because of the disrespect. Is it not the money? I do need it, not for nothing. Because before my dad got approved, I lost my job because my dad got really ill, and I was taking care of him.
Yeah.
So when they offered me something, I got excited, and I said, well, you know what? Everything is blessed. And then they turn around and they dash you off like if you're, like you're stupid, and I didn't appreciate that.
I understand what you're saying.
So how we start.
Okay. So what is your father's name and date of birth?
Yes. His name is Hector Martinez.
And his birthday?
11/5/1939.
And his address?
2055 High Street.
I'm sorry, 2055 or 265?
No, 2055. I'm sorry.
55. That's okay. High Street, and that's Ben Salem. What's the zip code?
19021. Oh, my God, it says 1. You pull up. It says that you're here in Ben Salem.
I don't know why. Yeah, I'm sorry. So I have Lourdes Paredes. Is that your name?
Yes.
Okay, that's what came up on my caller ID. Sometimes it's right. Sometimes it's not.
No, it is.
Okay, so 267-476-9124. You said he's approved for 42 hours. And
yes, and I am going to go for the rebound with them.
Okay.
I just had to accept it because
and
the paperwork to come in.
Understood, okay.
And I'm going to submit.
Okay.
I don't know how they approve it, but because I have never done none of this. I'm being honest.
Okay, so the way it works is, they approved you for the 42 hours, so that has to get approved by a secondary area inside the insurance agency. So it usually takes about 2 weeks from the time that they come out to do the assessment for hours until the time we're able to receive the authorization. So now that you're at that point, we would just need to speak to the service coordinator and give them all of our corporate info and the tax ID and everything to send over the authorization.
Like the info.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm not home. I just got the news, and I just decided to. I just randomly called you, to be honest. That's how it happened. I did that to search.
Maybe it was just meant to be.
You know what? I don't want to get sentimental because I'm in a breaking point sometimes.
As a caregiver, you have to take care of yourself. It's so hard. I know. You're so worried about everybody else.
It doesn't make a difference. I just want to make sure that things are done properly. I don't like to look like a fucking idiot. It's just
I understand that.
You know,
completely.
Like if you're going to be honest and then they're going to lie to me, I'm not a kid.
Yeah.
And I work for them. And it's fine. I don't want to go over in circles because you tend to, when you stress out,
a person
has a tendency of repeating themselves, and it's not what I mean.
It's okay.
Do your best on your end.
Yeah. So I'm gonna text over the links to the hiring paperwork, and then I can schedule you for an appointment for your TB. As soon as I see the application and everything come in, I will send out to you the location and the times available. Just let me know which time works best for you, and then we'll take it from there, okay?
Yes. I'm going to be here for – it's going to be in Ben Salem, what lab?
It's going to be LabCorp. Sometimes they're inside of a Walgreens.
Okay, LabCorp. I have one. I have one. 5 minutes.
I just need to see it. I just need to see if they're contracted with us. So let me. Here's what I'm gonna. I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna get everything together, and I will. I will text you over those details too.
Yeah,
I'm gonna send you over the link. My name is Sarah.
Is, Sarah, you know that my agency has me on board, but they said that they have to come over. I'm not signing no paperwork for them. Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to be clocking in. I'm on clock, but I told them that I wasn't going to hire them, that I was going to get somebody else.
Okay.
I let them know that already.
All right. So we'll get you onboarded as quickly as we can so that we can hopefully get you started by Friday, because I see you are.
You get paid every week, right?
Yes, every week. Our pay period runs from Monday through Sunday, and then you get paid for that week the following Friday.
Okay. Yeah, that's the same process. Okay.
All right. So UPMC is usually... I'm sorry, UPMC is usually really fast about getting us the authorizations over, so I don't think it'll be a problem to start that soon. Just make sure you get your paperwork in. If you have any questions, give me a call, okay? And the number I'm texting you from is my direct number. You can reach me anytime, okay?
Okay. And my bonus, make me happy.
I'll see what I can do. I'll talk to them for sure.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Sarah. You got my number. Give me like 40 minutes until I get home so I can give you the service coordinator.
Sure.
Which
no
is
worries.
Very nice. All his infos.
Perfect. We'll talk then. Thank you.
Right.
All right. Bye-bye.